You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Voting for the sixth phase of the ongoing Lok Sabha elections began on Saturday morning across 58 parliamentary constituencies spread over six states and to union territories amid tight security and arrangements. The voting started at 7 a.m. and will continue until 6 p.m., with those in line by the closing time still allowed to vote. Before the start of voting, mock polls were conducted across different states for the Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in Odisha today. The sixth phase of Lok Sabha polls includes 8 seats in Bihar, all 10 seats in Haryana, 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir, 4 in Jharkhand, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 14 in Uttar Pradesh, and 8 in West Bengal. A total of 889 candidates are in the fray. A depression in the Bay of Bengal is likely to concentrate into a severe cyclonic storm and make landfall along the adjoining coasts of West Bengal and Bangladesh around 26 May midnight, bringing heavy rain in the coastal districts of the state and in North Odisha, the Met Department said on Friday. This is the first cyclone in the Bay of Bengal this pre-monsoon season and will be named Rimal, given by Oman, according to a system of naming cyclones in the North Indian Ocean region. The system is likely to intensify into a severe cyclonic storm and make landfall between Sagar Island in West Bengal and Kheipupra in Bangladesh, the IMD said in a bulletin. The cyclone could reach a wind speed of 120 km per hour on Sunday. The Met Office has warned of extremely heavy rainfall in the coastal districts of West Bengal and North Odisha on May 26 to 27. Extremely heavy precipitation may hit parts of Northeast India on May 27 to 28. The Tis Hajari Court of Delhi remanded Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's aide Bibhav Kumar 4 days of judicial custody on Friday in connection with the alleged Swati Maliwal assault case. He was produced before the court after 5 days of police custody. Meanwhile, a bail application has also been moved on behalf of Bibhav Kumar. The court has listed the matter for hearing on Monday and sought a response from the Delhi police. Metropolitan Magistrate Gaurav Goyal remanded Bibhav Kumar in judicial proceedings after hearing submissions of Delhi Police and Defence Counsels Rajiv Mohan and Rajat Bharadwaj. After producing Bibhav Kumar, Delhi Police sought 4 days of judicial custody of him. Sunrisers Hyderabad beat Rajasthan Royals by 36 runs on Friday to set up an IPL final against Kolkata Knight Riders, as spinner Shehbaz Ahmed starred with 3 wickets. Henrik Claassen smashed 50 off 34 balls to help Sunrisers post 175 for 9 and their bowlers combined to restrict Rajasthan to 139 for 7 as they reached their third IPL final to be played in Chennai on Sunday. Ahmed came in as an impact substitute in Hyderabad's batting innings to score 18 runs and then returned figures of 3-23 with his left-arm spin to flatten the opposition chase. Kolkata, who thrashed Hyderabad in the first playoff game to reach their fourth final, will meet Pat Cummins' side again in the decider. Cummins, who cost Hyderabad $2.5 million at the auction, remains on the cusp of another title after he led Australia to the Test Championship Trophy and then to the ODI World Cup in India last year. Prosecutors in New York have accused Harvey Weinstein's lead defense lawyer of making public statements intended to intimidate a potential witness ahead of the fallen movie mogul's retrial and asked a judge to take action. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office sent a letter to the trial judge Thursday criticizing comments made by lawyer Arthur Adler outside of court on 1 May, urging the judge to instruct the defense team not to make public statements discussing or disparaging potential witnesses in the future. New York's highest court last month threw out Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction, ruling that the trial judge unfairly allowed testimony against him based on allegations that weren't part of the case. In that landmark Hush Me Too trial, Weinstein was convicted of rape in the third degree for an attack on an aspiring actress in 2013 and of forcing himself on a TV and film production assistant, Miriam Halley, in 2006. Weinstein, 72, has maintained his innocence.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.